This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
An in-segment transition from football to football. I know that's something that kind of probably makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Way warm and fuzzy. You know what makes me feel warm and fuzzy? Only having to carry a half segment with Lochmas instead of a full segment. That makes me warm and fuzzy.
I feel like that's like got to be quite the undertaking.
Well, full segment. That's sometimes it can be tough.
Like Thursday and Friday are okay because those are like meaty segments. But like Monday through Wednesday's got to be a little tough for the full Lochmas.
Yeah, segment. I think. But one thing I like about it is it like makes me come up with stuff. Not like I mean, the bets are the bets, but it just makes me come up with like framing ideas or just ways to talk about topics. And it like forces more college football into the show, which I think has to be a good thing. We do a ton of NFL. The fact that college football like always has a place on the show every single day, I think is really good.
What's the Lochmas theme today?
There's definitely a theme. I don't want to like, if I say it, I guess it kind of spoils it. Cause it's kind of just like, it's a game that took place on Saturday and we're examining each team that comes out of that very significant game.
Okay, so there you have it. And that's coming up in about, in the range of like 5 to 7 minutes, depending on how long Nikki football is going to go here. So Lochmas coming up momentarily. But right now, Jake the Snake, we're going to board the plane. Get your passports ready because we're heading to England. Nikki football.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nikki football soccer bets here on You Better You Bet. Go!
Oh, yeah. Time to take that beat. It owes you money.
Where's my money?
It's been insulting your family.
Where's my money?
So you know what we do, Ken? We beat the beat up right now. Nikki football, winning weekend, last weekend, on the old pitch. Now keep in mind.
The pitch.
There are the pitch.
That should be the new name of the segment, actually. Well, it should still be called Nikki football. So the. It should be called like the weekend on the pitch.
The pitch. It'll be a 2-2-2.
So I was I was betting on the Wolves, and then the 2-1 is low. And I was betting on Wolverhampton.
And let me tell you, they hit the ball off the post. It was an unbelievable howler, upper 90 off the post. The 1-1 is high, and the ball bounced over to the goalie. It's just the absolute best. Hope John Sterling lives forever. What an absolute legend.
Tyler writes in our chat, that's soccer Susan. That's football Susan.
Do you realize that in the wild card game, like he thought for like 30 seconds that Stanton's hit in the first inning was a home run and didn't bounce off the wall?
Heard the call. I did hear that one. I did. I think that's the only call I might have heard from him
the
entire game.
Pitch. The best part about this is it's like it's not even really that much of an exaggeration with Sterling.
I mean, it's like he's a parody of himself, basically. So how can an imitation be like
the two cano the pitch?
And that's just him. Not even an embellishment, an authentic representation of what he does.
The
pitch. New segment. when we do like summer soccer tournaments on the show, there has to be like a bonus segment called The Pitch.
He does it like unironically also.
Duh.
He's completely serious.
Just the pitch. Like if we built an open for that, it would be hilarious every time.
We would need Bill, can you pop on here and give us your best John Sterling?
The pitch.
It's a little more elongated, but I think otherwise it's pretty solid.
Bill's like too energetic for it almost. Like it needs to be, it's like dry somehow.
No, Bill, do that again, but imagine that you're medicated.
Imagine. The pitch.
That was better. Tyler, can you give us your best Sterling here? The pitch.
Tyler's just going to be gone.
Hello?
Tyler, are you there? His microphone is still muted.
You're muted, Tyler. You've been muted the whole time.
Tyler, you're muted.
I like see your thing. It has the mute icon next to it.
The pitch.
Yes, your mic is working.
Okay. All right, let's get to the football. So winning weekend last weekend on the pitch, Liverpool 5-0 at United. That was a good one. Leicester Brentford goes over. Another Leeds game fails to go over for Nicky Football. They draw with Wolves 1-1. So quick recap of the results that we saw. Liverpool thrashing Manchester United at Old Trafford 5-0. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer on the hot seat, but apparently going to get a stay of execution here. Going to manage Manchester United coming up against Tottenham this weekend. We'll talk about that game in a second here. Sir Alex Ferguson, who obviously managed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at United. Solskjaer actually scored the Champions League winning goal under Alex Ferguson. Ferguson has appealed to the board. They're going to keep Solskjaer for at least this weekend. Antonio Conte looming in the distance. Conte, for those that don't know, won a Premier League with Chelsea, has won Serie A with Juventus, and also last season with Inter Milan. So there could be a change coming in imminent fashion. Leicester beat Brentford 2-1. Brentford unlucky yet again. Really probably should have won. It's now 2 weeks in a row Brentford's played a top team in the Premier League and should have won. Chelsea first, and then Leicester. Keep that in mind. West Ham dominates Tottenham by the score of 1-0. We'll get to that against their game against Manchester United coming up. Chelsea beat Norwich, literally 7-0. Not making that up. Norwich is probably the worst team in the Premier League. Probably going to come in last and probably going to get sent back down to the Championship. And Leeds draw Wolves 1-1. Leeds actually really unlucky there. Like, should have won the game against Wolves and did not. They haven't won a game yet this season in the Premier League. So, on the pitch this weekend, here are some bets that we're eyeing early in the week. Now, there are League Cup games going on today, Tuesday, and tomorrow, Wednesday. The Carabao Cup, which is one of the tournaments that's played with like all the teams in England. So it's possible that we're going to see like maybe a guy could get hurt, which is going to affect how some of these bets go. So we'll do another Nicky Football segment on Thursday, just in case like anything goes awry in any of these League Cup games that don't count in the Premier League standings, just like a separate trophy. So the three games that Nicky Football is eyeing right now. Number one, Brentford +160 on the road at Burnley. Brentford is due for a big win here. Again, unlucky in their last two games against major competition in the Premier League. So Brentford +160. Bzzz for the bees.
Bzzz.
United +140 at Tottenham Hotspur +180. 2.5 and 3. Nuno Espirito Santo of Tottenham also on the hot seat apparently now. He's been the manager for like 2 months on the hot seat here. So tough scenes right now for United and Tottenham. Nicky Football kind of likes the over in this game, even though Tottenham did manage a goal in its last one here. I think this is going to be an open game. I don't think the players care about either one of these managers. I don't think it's going to be like a tight game like need to win to save our manager. Like Manchester United hates Solskjaer apparently here. I don't think Tottenham cares about Nuno Espirito Santo. So over 2.5 and 3 with United and Spurs. And then on Sunday, Leeds. It's time for Leeds to get a big win here. +108 at the worst team in the Premier League, Norwich. So Leeds +108. That game coming up on Sunday. So the three games we're eyeing here for the Prem. Brentford to win against Burnley. Over in United and Spurs. And Leeds to win on Sunday +108 on the road at Norwich. And that's Tuesday's edition here.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nikki Football.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.